clock ticks on Trump's Iran ultimatum with little sign of breakthrough. J.D. Vance due in Hungary to back Orbán's re-election bid. China is winning one AI race, the U.S. another, but either might pull ahead. 10 killed in Israeli strikes and clashes between Hamas and militia in Gaza. Local sources say Lil Nas X assault case to be dismissed if he completes mental health program. 9 policemen sentenced to death in India over COVID custody killings. Really feeling the love. Savannah Guthrie returns to NBC as search for mother goes on. Trump endorses ex-UK political aide Steve Hilton for California governor. 7 Eritrean players fail to return home after international match. U.S. Supreme Court paves way for dismissal of Steve Bannon conviction. Ladysmith Black Mambazo's wise elder dies age 77. Emergency jabs after 100 children die of suspected measles in a month in Bangladesh. Young gray whale dies after swimming up river in Washington state. DR Congo agrees to take deportees from the U.S. U.S. Secret Service investigates reports of gunfire near White House. Nigerian Army rescues 31 held after Easter church attack. How rescue of U.S. airmen in remote part of Iran unfolded. We're sinking deeper. Iranians brace for infrastructure strikes as Trump deadline nears. Artemis's stunning moon pictures, science or holiday photos. 2 protests, 2 elections, how Nepal's Gen Z succeeded where Bangladesh's stumbled. I adore her now. Mother learns to cope with child's autism in a country with little help. Spain's huge pork industry seeks salvation from swine fever threat. ICE wanted to build a detention center. This small farming town said no. We are at the edge of a battlefield, BBC reports near Strait of Hormuz. Absolutely spectacular. Artemis 2 crew see first glimpse of far side of moon. What we know so far about the search for missing U.S. airmen in Iran. Watch. Artemis 2's journey so far as it leaves Earth orbit in 85 seconds. Iran rejects ceasefire as Trump ramps up threats ahead of deadline. Oil extends gains as Trump's Iran deadline nears. Ceasefire talks falter. Trump says Iran could be taken out on Tuesday. Hegseth says major strikes to come. Trump says Tuesday deadline to make a deal with Iran is final. U.S. crude oil futures rise over $1 as Trump sharpens rhetoric on Iran. Air NZ hikes fares, cuts flights as fuel costs more than double on Iran war. Trump's shipping waiver does not boost oil flows within U.S. Fuel export. Trump threatens jail for reporter who revealed Iran airmen rescue Brazil's free cooking gas program threatened by energy prices. Pike ahead of election. Asia stocks range bound as Trump's Iran deadline looms. Australia's most decorated soldier, Ben Robert Smith, arrested over alleged war crimes. Samsung sees eightfold increase in Q1 profit on soaring AI chip demand. Chinese pigs fed new menu as Beijing weans farmers off U.S. soy. China targets Taiwan's chip prowess to evade global. Containment. Taipei government says LG Electronics flags strong Q1 profit rebound on robust appliance demand. Apple's foldable iPhone faces engineering snags, potential shipment delays, Nikkei Asia reports. Stocks struggle, oil jumps as Trump's Iran deadline looms. Deere settles U.S. right to repair lawsuit with $99 million fund. Repair commitments. Ireland services sector growth slows amid Middle East war impact. Japan February household spending falls 1.8% year-on-year. U.S. service sector cools in March, inflation heating up amid Iran war, ISM services PMI falls short of expectations. Signals slower growth. Canada's services economy shrinks as war delays client decision-making. War weighs on Egypt's private sector as PMI hits near 2-year low in March. Vietnam Q1 GDP growth slows to 7.83% from 8.46% YY in Q4. Highs and lows from the U.S. jobs report. U.S. services PMI dips below expectations, signals sector contraction. Non-farm payrolls surge, signals economic resilience.